This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Science Center of Southern Illinois is continuing its Science Cafe series this month with an explanation of something you may or may not be familiar with. It's called a qubit. An associate professor of physics, Eric Chitomber, is going to talk about that. He's in studio. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So, as with a lot of things that come up with the Science Cafe, some people maybe have a small amount of knowledge on things. Other people have no idea. Yeah. What is a qubit?
What is a qubit? Well, qubit stands for quantum bit. And to give some explanation of what that is, let's just take a step back and talk about what a bit is. This is a word that probably most people are familiar with, but what a bit refers to is some two-level physical system that's used to encode information. So for instance, a light bulb can be either on or off. So that's two distinct states of this light bulb. And we can use that to encode information. So for instance, if I were to ask you what you had for breakfast this morning and you were choosing between Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms, you could encode this information in the light switch such that if it was on, your answer would be Lucky Charms. If it's off, your answer would be Frosted Flakes. And so then when I ask you the question, you can give me your answer simply by manipulating the state of the light bulb. So this is a bit because it's in two distinct states and we use that to communicate information. So now a qubit is a quantum bit. So here, our physical system is not something like a light bulb, but it's something very small, about the size of an electron, or something that is so small that it demonstrates the properties of quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics is distinct from classical mechanics because it allows systems to behave in ways that we're not familiar with. So for instance, if we talk about an electron has a property known as spin. And the electron's spin can be in a particular direction. It can be spin up and spin down, but it can also be in an exotic type of state known as a superposition state. And this is a mixture of both spin up and spin down states. It's something that we're not familiar with when we're talking about light bulbs or any other classical system that we're used to. So a qubit is a two-level quantum system that can exist in these exotic superposition states. And scientists are now learning of ways to encode information in these qubits.
People may be familiar, when you talk about a bit, they may be familiar with, say, binary code. You have
yes,
ones and zeros.
Exactly.
So this goes a step beyond, a large step
yes,
beyond that.
Right. So a bit is zeros or ones. You can write down a string of zeros and ones, and that would be a string of bits. Okay. And so in quantum mechanics, we generalize that to not just zero or ones, but mixtures of zero and ones. And this is really the fundamental departure from the classical world that quantum mechanics offers, is that you have this superposition or this exotic mixtures of distinct states, zero and ones.
As you gain more knowledge about qubits and about how this functionality works, what does that do in practical everyday life? How's that applied?
Well, for most of the previous century, thinking of how we can actually apply this to information processing or technology, it wasn't quite really fully understood that it was even possible to use these properties of qubits in ways that physicists and computer scientists and mathematicians are now envisioning. So what we're envisioning now is the possibility of quantum computers, quantum computation. And here, the key idea is that the computational power, the algorithms that are run on your computer, are based on these properties of the qubits, the superposition of the qubits. And what's remarkable is that if you have many, many qubits, just like we talked about a long string of zero and ones, you can have a long array of qubits, you can collectively put these qubits into a superposition state known as quantum entanglement. And this is a whole other subject in its own right, but this is what drives the promise of quantum computing.
And that type of thing can be applied through, I'm guessing here, things like supercomputers that you see on university campuses that are taking really complicated things and helping scientists sort them out?
Yeah, so actually the paradigm, the infrastructure behind a quantum computer is distinct from supercomputers. So it's actually a new type of architecture that scientists are trying to build. Now, we don't have a quantum computer yet. This is something that is hopefully on the horizon. But we're trying to understand the theory of quantum computation, and I'm a theoretical physicist, so I'm not actually trying to build a quantum computer. I'm trying to understand the nature of quantum computation, the nature of entanglement.
Sure. You can learn more about this at the Science Cafe. It's through the Science Center of Southern Illinois, of course. It's coming up October 26th. You can get more information at yoursciencecenter.org or call 529-5431. Now, the Science Center is inside the University Mall in Carbondale. And again, this presentation is coming up on October 26th. There are going to be a lot of people, I would guess, in the audience that listen to what you have to say and say, wow, that's something I never considered before. Does it have a practical attraction among people that aren't necessarily everyday physicists?
Oh, I certainly hope so. And the talk will be geared for all levels. I think you can approach this topic in two different ways. You can look at it as I really am interested in quantum computing and I want to learn specific details. Or you could just say, I'm curious to understand about, learn something new about quantum mechanics. And when people talk about these spooky properties of quantum mechanics, what exactly are they referring to? So I'm trying to tailor the talk to address both curiosities.
Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jen.
This is WSIU In Focus.